opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Less than a month from today, the preseason begins in the National Football League. From USA Today, it's the Ravens Wire. Let's welcome in, as we do every week on the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, first of all, a belated happy 4th. How you feeling on this Tuesday morning?
Yeah, belated happy 4th to you. It's every day that we get closer to football is a good day. You know, it's been a while, hopefully. It goes by quickly. been a while since the Ravens have played football.
Yeah, and the last time they played, they lost, which is something that's still bitter, but before we break down the rookie class and get into all of this good stuff, as we're a week away from them reporting, I mean, we look at this team and we've discussed it with you. And I know on the national level, this is a no excuses season for the Ravens to, at the very least, not get to the Super Bowl, injuries, you know, aside. I mean, the AFC's loaded. We know that. There's a lot of really good teams you have to go through. But if we're sitting here, say, February the 8th, and the Ravens lose in the divisional round with no significant injury. I mean, I don't want to get too far ahead, but we calling this a disappointing season here.
I mean, I think it is Super Bowl or bust, and for the Ravens, I think it's amplified by the fact that their seasons have ended without a Super Bowl in recent seasons. I mean, they've had three awesome, historic-level teams, and, you know, 2019, 2023, 2024, and they don't have a Super Bowl win, let alone a Super Bowl appearance to show for it. So I think at this point, your roster, the way that it is, you know, we've talked about it. I think it is the best roster in the Lamar Jackson era. You know, the expectations, it fits where they are as a team right now. And, you know, I just feel like another early playoff exit or disappointing playoff loss, it's just the same old thing where the narrative about the Ravens right now is, hey, you know, they're a great regular season team. They're good in there. But once you get to the playoffs, you know, just throw them off their game and you'll be able to beat them. So I think that that's a narrative that they have to shake themselves, and hopefully they can do it this year.
Kevin, this team kind of reminds me of 94 49ers when I was there. We had, you know, I mean, our goal was Super Bowl or bust. I mean, we'd been to the championship game three times, you know, and it was all about winning the Super Bowl. And, and I think the Ravens are in a very similar situation. We had the offensive MVP of the league, Steve Young, and they definitely got a chance to have that too. We had the defensive MVP of the league, Deion Sanders, and I think the Ravens have a chance to have that too. You know, and we had the rookie of the year, you know, in Bryant Young. And I think that the Ravens have a chance to have that too with Malachi Starks. You know, and we had all our coaches were back, you know. So, I mean, the Ravens are in that. And we had a rookie kicker too. And the Ravens are in an identical situation. And I agree with Bob. I mean, it's Super Bowl or bust. They have the best roster in the National Football League. Who has the most pressure on them in the Ravens? Is it the offensive coaches, the defensive coaches? Is it a player? Is it the head coach? What do you think?
I think it is John Harbaugh. I think the reason for that is that the Ravens have kind of exhausted every other option here. I mean, they fired their offensive coordinator, I guess parted ways is the term they use, so I'll use that term. They parted ways with Greg Roman and Mike McDonald left, so now you have a second-year defensive coordinator. Lamar Jackson's not going anywhere. I mean, I think that all roads here lead to, if there's another disappointing exit, I know that it's not being talked about right now, but I think that that might signal the end for John Harbaugh in Baltimore. Now, I think for John Harbaugh, my stance on John Harbaugh is he's a good coach. Like, you know, I think that if he were to get let go by Baltimore, 27 other teams would line up out the door to go get him because he's that good of a coach. Every coach has their flaws. Harbaugh has them, and, you know, it's a thing. But sometimes a coach just might not be the guy for your team. And I give John Harbaugh a lot of credit. He's transformed himself into a player's coach. You know, everybody wants to play for John Harbaugh, or at least most people do. I know there are maybe a couple names, Bernard Pollard being one of them, that might not. But, you know, I think to me, where else do you go with that? I mean, if they lose in the wild card divisional round, what do you do? Do you fire your special teams coordinator? I mean, I don't know what the answer would be, because you're not going to – I don't think you're going to move on from Todd Monken. He's a third-year offensive coordinator. Maybe you do. I don't know. Again, I mentioned Zach Gore's a second-year defensive coordinator. I just feel like, to me, John Harbaugh is the last line here because they've done everything else and they still have not won a Super Bowl. So it's not about Harbaugh as a coach. It's not about Harbaugh in any way like that. I just think that sometimes, you know, time runs out and it might be that if the Ravens lose in the wild card round again or divisional round again. I don't know how you can run it back, especially when you have so many guys up for extensions and you're probably going to lose a couple of them in the offseason.
Kevin, how do you, the playoff situation again, why do you think it is? What happens to the Ravens going into the playoffs? Because they always beat themselves. And during the season, very rarely they beat themselves. So what is it, pressure? What is it? Because Lamar can't play four good quarters in the playoffs. Is that Todd Monken's fault? That type of thing.
I just think they get in their own heads. And I think that's, that Lamar Jackson does. I think the coaching staff does. I think the defense does. I think everybody does. And the big example, I remember talking about it after the AFC Championship game 2 years ago, is, you have the best rushing team in the NFL. It's been your bread and butter all season. And then you run your running back six times in that game because it goes 7-0 Chiefs, 7-7 tie, 14-7 Chiefs in a matter of minutes. And, you say, oh, man, this is going to be a game that goes 35-32. We got to keep up with Kansas City. When they just should have run the ball more, and they probably win that game if they do. You mentioned Lamar Jackson, and he had two great quarters at the end of that Buffalo game. The fourth quarter for him, that last drive was impeccable. It was perfect for him. But obviously the first half was not, and he's a reason why they fell behind to the point where they needed a game-tying drive in the first place. The defense hasn't forced turnovers. They have a negative 13 turnover differential in the six playoff losses in the Lamar Jackson era. They have 15 offensive turnovers and just two defensive takeaways, which is something that is just, you can't have that both offensively or defensively. Skill position players making mistakes. Zay Flowers having the ball punched out, the taunting penalty in the AFC Championship game. Obviously, Mark Andrews with his fumble and drop in the division around last season. It feels like the same story in a different way every single year. And I truly do think it's the mental side of it, where they have enough talent. The roster is there. The coaching staff is there. I think they have everything they need, but yet we're talking about a team that continuously has a disappointing exit. So I think if they have to treat it like the regular season every week in the playoffs, that pressure is there. Every week is a new week. And, it feels like, man, it is like, if you lose, you're done. That is the reality of it. But, I think they just need to focus and say, hey, this is week one. Let's just go out there and play. I know it's hard to do, especially with all the fanfare and, all the storylines leading up to it. But I think the talent is there. It's just a matter of
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Executing.
All right, Kevin, let's, since the rookies are coming in next week from today, how many of the rookies are going to make an impact for the Ravens this year?
Oh, well, I think obviously you got to start with the first two, Malachi Starks and Mike Green. I think both of those guys will have major roles on the team this year. I mean, I think it's really important that they get a Nate Wiggins, Roger Rosengarten type impact year out of those guys. I'm not sure Emory Jones is going to play this year. I don't know what the situation is. I would probably lean towards no right now, but I guess we'll see. I think Teddy Buchanan might have a bigger role than some people think he will. I don't know how much the team trusts Trenton Simpson. I mean, I'm not really sure they do at this point. There were rumors about C.J. Mosley coming back before he retired and all this stuff. So I think Buchanan, someone, especially with his coverage skills, I think the Ravens need that at that position. And I think he's a nice compliment to Roquan there when they play two inside linebackers. So that'll be a thing. Tyler Loop's going to have to make an impact for him, so I'm going to put him on that list also. And I think LeJonte Wester is a returner. I think that he's going to win that returner job, and I think that he will have an impact for them there. So I would say those, for me, are the ones that will have an impact. You know, maybe one of the two rookie corners do if there are a bunch of injuries, but obviously, knock on wood, that does not happen. They have a lot of depth there, so I doubt that those two crack the rotation. I'm not even sure both make the roster at this point. So we'll see what happens there. But the ones I listed off there, I think, are the ones that will have an impact.
He's Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, we're a week away from rookies reporting what's happening on the website right now.
Yeah, trying to sort through position battles right now. I mean, I know there aren't really a lot of roster spots or starting spots up for grabs right now, but there are a couple of later depth positional battles you can watch. So we're going to dive through all that, and also continuing to look at, you know, if the Ravens are going to make any other moves before training camp. Is there an extension on the horizon, a signing? So still storylines, even though we're in the thick of that break period here for the Ravens.
Yes or no question, Bo Braid makes the Ravens.
Yes, 100% yes.
There he goes. Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much. Appreciate you. Talk soon.
There's Kevin Allstriker of Bo Braid, of course. Former Maryland Terrapin. When we come back, whip around. A former Oriole made history last night. Well, personal history, as he's building a pretty strong Hall of Fame resume, and we'll talk about other things happening in the world of sports, you know, like the Summer League. And a local kid had a good game for the Jazz, or the Grizzlies, rather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.